Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. The very cold temperatures apparently are not deterring visitors from coming north to enjoy winter recreation. Boulder Junction Chamber of Commerce Director Teresa Smith says they've had a good number of visitors over the holidays.
Despite the frigid temperatures that we've been seeing, there's been people up enjoying the outdoor activities. We saw a lot of snowmobilers between Christmas and New Year's. Our lodging facilities, specifically the motels in town, they were all full last weekend. And this coming weekend, they're looking to be sold out for the most part as well. So we're really happy with that.
Director Crystal Westfall from the Minocqua Chamber says they've also had good numbers. She says having the trails open and a decent amount of snow has helped.
The cold has really not slowed anybody down coming here. We've been seeing just tons and tons of trailered snowmobiles coming up this way. A lot of people vacationing. When people start making their travel plans, they're not really thinking about what the weather is going to be like so much as they know they want to be where it's going to be snowing and that they can do their outdoor activities.
Sarah Flashing of the Three Lakes Chamber says she had snowmobiles buzzing by her office.
It's been kind of an exciting increase in people around town in the last couple of weeks. Between Christmas and New Year's, I had many visitors in our chamber office checking out what was good locally, restaurants, people buzzing by on snowmobiles, and just a number of calls from people looking to come into the area and enjoy the great outdoors in the winter.
State tourism officials report one in every 12 jobs in Wisconsin is tourism-related. And the Federal Centers for Disease Control have determined Wisconsin is one of 35 states where the flu is now officially considered to be widespread. The state of Wisconsin reports 776 patients have had to be hospitalized after contracting the influenza virus this season. Oneida County Public Health Nurse Jennifer Bates says the weekly state report shows the flu is moving north.
When we look at the overall map for the United States, we can see that the flu is pretty heavy south of us. So Illinois is seeing high levels. When it comes to Wisconsin, we're looking at moderate levels for the time of year. So that's kind of telling us it's kind of coming up on us, and we're going to be seeing even more and more flu-associated illnesses.
Bates says there's still time to get a flu shot.
They're still giving flu shots out at their doctor's offices, pharmacy. We still have the flu shot here at the health department. You can call and set up an appointment, and we can get you taken care of. It takes about 2 weeks to get that full effect from the flu shot. So the sooner you get it, if you haven't got it, the better off you are.
More than one-third of the reported flu cases came in the last week. A majority of the patients admitted to a hospital involved residents of long-term care facilities over age 65. And the Salvation Army's Red Kettle fundraiser raised about $33,000 this holiday season. Kettle campaign coordinator Kim Swisher says while the goal was $40,000, many positives resulted from the campaign.
We've had a terrific response to bell ringing. We had 453 shifts in total that were available at ShopGo, Triggs, and Walmart. And we filled almost 74% of all of the slots. And that included 250 individuals, families, and organizations who rang the bell at the three locations. It's an incredible increase. It's 9% more than last year. So even though the dollar amount is down, we've had terrific support from the community. 86 cents of every dollar goes for emergency housing, transportation, and medical needs. Housing, we assist with temporary shelter, emergency utility and rent assistance. Transportation can often involve minor car repairs so that people can get to work. And then medical assistance frequently helps people with life-saving prescriptions.
Local churches manage the money for those in need. We have contact information if you want more information at our website, wxpr.org. The weather forecast for tonight, there's a wind chill advisory in effect from 9 o'clock this evening till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy, low 11 below tonight, wind chills of 15 to 25 below. Thursday, sunny and cold, high near 4 above, wind chill 15 to 25 below tomorrow. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.